Our thanks to you, Jack Carson and Lumen Abner, and we'll be hearing you on your CBS programs over WKZO. And now, let's... What? Again? Well, what do you know? Someone else is on the Hollywood line and wants to say hello to us. This is getting to be quite a party. Okay, come on in again, Hollywood.
I couldn't help saying yes to CBS.
Say, Andy, there's Jack Benny now.
Oh, come in, Mr. Benny. The program's already started.
Well, Amos and Andy, where's Kingfish?
Right here, Mr. Benny. Can I help carry your money?
What's that?
Well, what he is trying to say, Mr. Benny, is that all of the shows on CBS and all of the managers and personnel of all CBS stations want to welcome you to the Columbia Broadcasting System.
Well, that certainly is nice of everybody. And everybody's so wonderful here at CBS, even the doorman. You know, the other day he spent 2 hours washing and cleaning my car, and when I tried to tip him, he wouldn't think of it. He threw the dime right back at me.
Yeah, sir, they're really fine people over here.
Yeah, and just think, Mr. Benny, we and you has been on the air for so many years, and now, for the first time, we'll be on the same network the same day.
Yeah, sir, right next to each other, too. Oh, we're really neighbors.
Yes, we can drop in on each other and borrow a cup of sugar or a joke or two. Nothing like having neighbors that are your friends. You know, I hate to take advantage of strangers.
You know, he got the right idea, Kingfish. I'd like to shake his hand sometime.
Yeah, but how is he going to get it out of his pocket?
Yeah, fellas, you've been here at CBS for quite a few weeks, and you know all the angles. Tell me, when does the ghost walk?
Ghost? Ain't no ghost around here.
Oh, you know, the old day, the lettuce, that green stuff. What I'm trying to say is, when does that man push the little envelope through the window?
Andy, he means, when do we get paid?
Well, that's one way of putting it. I suppose it's Sunday night right after the show.
No, it's Monday morning.
Oh, shucks. That means I won't get any sleep Sunday night. I'm such a worrier.
Mr. Benny, if there ain't nothing else that you want to know, we'll be seeing each other then every Sunday night.
And never Monday morning.
Yeah.
Thank you, Jack Benny and Amos and Andy. We're happy to have you on WKZO. Well, we've given you facts and figures about WKZO's new block-long Radio City, and we've heard from points east and west. Now we'd like to present Looking Ahead with WKZO. What's in store for you, our listeners, in 1949 and the years to come? Radio's first duty is to its listeners, through public service. And we at the Fetzer Broadcasting Company are fortunate to have a man heading our public affairs division whose name is a household word in Western Michigan. Scholar, educator, civic leader, and recently named by a Kalamazoo fraternal organization as the Man of the Year, he is more than well qualified to keep us closely associated with what's good for the community. To tell us about our public service plans for the future, here is Dr. Willis Dunbar.
Good evening, friends. All of us here at WKZO feel a deep sense of responsibility tonight as these beautiful and spacious facilities are turned over to us in order that you, the listener, may hear better radio programs. It is our job as program people, engineers, writers, and salesmen to work together as a team to bring you those better radio programs. We know we are going to do just that because we are better equipped than ever before with the tools to work with, and because all of us are inspired by these new surroundings in which we will work. Radio is not just entertainment, although that is one of its worthy contributions to good living. Radio brings you news about what is happening here and in the world outside. At WKZO, we believe that news reporting must be accurate and unbiased, that it must never contribute to the formation of racial or religious prejudice. News analysis must be entrusted only to competent people, and opinion, when expressed, must be labeled as such. WKZO broadcasts every week literally dozens of programs in the public interest. Looking to the future, we are more interested in improving the listenability of these broadcasts than in increasing their number. We want to make a program about a civic organization, about the United Nations, or about your schools so interesting that you'll not desert us on the dial. Perhaps we can never hope to induce as many folks to listen to such a program as we'll hear Mr. Benny tomorrow night when he makes his debut over WKZO. but we believe we can substantially increase listener interest. Right now, we have in the planning stage a series of programs called Cross-Examination, on which local people will take part in discussions of important public issues. We hope to broadcast some of these programs right here in Studio One, so that a good many of you can come and take part in the discussion. That's just one of many plans we have to bring you better programs on public affairs, programs you'll not want to miss. Good night.
Closely allied with public affairs is the dissemination of news, a responsibility which we of the Fetzer Broadcasting Company hold dearly in trust. And in charge of WKZO's news department is Tony Gaston.
There's going to be big news in 1949, and we of the WKZO News Bureau plan to bring it to you. With our daily dozen local newscasts, plus 5 reports daily from CBS News, we plan to make it possible for you to continue to hear it first at 590. With membership in the Associated Press, the WKZO News Bureau has access to all the news as it happens at all four corners of the world. For news of the neighborhood, for news of the nations, you'll hear it first at 590 in 49.
Of course, along with our public service and news responsibilities, we also like to entertain you at WKZO. That's why we have fellas around like this next chap. For the folks who like their music Western style, we have Johnny Vandenbosch.
What is life without love? What is love without you? Why dream if they never come true? Why try to go on when your only hope is gone? Oh, darling, what is life without love? Somehow I can't forget the first day that we met. You were something from heaven above. If you'll only say you try, then I'd be satisfied. Oh, darling, what is life without love?
Keeping close company with Johnny, preceding him twice daily, are the farm service programs of the Fetzer Broadcasting Company. To keep the farmer advised of market and crop conditions and to report to him every bit of information which will help him toward better farming, we're happy to have one of the top-ranking farm service directors of the nation in Carl Collins.
Howdy, folks. We're going to continue to provide for our large farm audience the best market reports, weather forecasts, and the latest agricultural news and information that we can. With the greatly expanded facilities our new studios provide, we promise our fullest efforts to be of maximum service to the farmers in this area in 1949 and the years ahead.
We're glad that so many of our listeners like to hear the good old hymns, because your cards and letters indicate that you enjoy our hymn singer. Fame for his broadcast, as well as for his constant personal appearances at rallies and hymn sings, is Bill Hunt.
On a hill far away stood an old rugged cross, the emblem of suffering and shame. And I love that old cross, where the dearest and best for a world of lost sinners was slain. So I'll cherish the old rugged cross till my trophies at last I lay down. I will cling to the old rugged cross and exchange it someday for a crown.
No radio station can be complete without a Department of Women's Affairs. And here at WKZO, we have placed that responsibility in the hands of women's editor, Joanna Standish.
Thank you. In 1949 and the years ahead, Women Today hopes to develop into a regular digest, just brimming over with the latest information on every subject that holds your interest. We'll continue to bring you announcements of all club activities and news of women in Kalamazoo, the nation, and the world. You can help, too, by letters that tell us what you want to hear. Thanks, too, for your many fine letters in the past and for being such loyal listeners. Goodbye now.
For many years, WKZO has been proud of its prominence in the business of sports reporting. Whether it's baseball, basketball, football, bowling, tennis, or any type of sports event, you'll usually find our director of sports right in the middle of it. Microphone in one hand, cigar in the other. That's genial, Tom Carson.
Hiya, sports fans. Yes, all Western Michigan has come to rely on WKZO for complete and accurate coverage of sporting events of Kalamazoo, Michigan, and the nation. From high above the 50-yard line at the huge University of Michigan Stadium in Ann Arbor to the smallest high school basketball court, WKZO has endeavored to bring its listeners word pictures of every sporting thrill. And now with our new facilities, WKZO plans even greater things from the sports world in 1949. So keep listening, fans, and remember, it's WKZO for good listening, good sports.
Entertainment at WKZO has its lighter side, too, which you may have discovered if you're up and about at 8:30 a.m. Monday through Saturday. For it's along about that time that you hear...
Smile! Come on, chuckle! Oh, laugh out loud!
Because when you're smiling, the whole world smiles with you. When you're laughing, the sun comes shining through.
Hello there, Michigan. We're the Merrymakers. Hugh Harper, Georgie DeBolt, the old Tomcat of the keyboard, and yours truly, Eddie McKeon. We're dropping in to help you start the year with a smile. For after all, friends, the only way to start any year is...
When you're smiling, keep on smiling. The whole world smiles with you.
Hey, hey, fellas, hey, look at all the people. Look at the people.
Gee, that's the biggest audience we've had, Eddie.
Man, you said it, and how?
Hey, what an opportunity to take some kind of a poll. You know, public opinion.
No. Ever since the election, the poll takers have gone on vacation.
They have?
Yeah. Man, they put the poll business away. They've locked it up in the vault.
Locked it up in the vault?
Sure, haven't you ever heard of a poll vault?
Oh, well, then this ought to be a good time to start my own poll.
Yeah?
It's called Harper's 11-foot poll.
11-foot pole? What's it for?
Well, it's for reaching all the people you can't touch with a 10-foot pole.
Keep on smiling, because when you're smiling, the whole world smiles with you.
And so you've heard highlights of just a few of the activities that keep WKZO a mighty busy place 7 days of each week. Add to these the many other important assignments handled by WKZO's announcers, writers, salesmen, and chief engineer Carl Lee's technicians, and you can realize why these new and expanded surroundings were needed. It's all being done to better serve you, the good people of Kalamazoo and Western Michigan. Earlier in the program, we heard greetings from well-wishers in New York, Washington, and Hollywood. And it's wonderful to know that so many folks are sharing this grand opening with us here tonight. It's wonderful, too, to know that our friends right here at home in Kalamazoo also wish us well. And here is one of those friends right now with us here on the stage of Studio One. He's the president of the Kalamazoo Chamber of Commerce, Mr. Harold Bills.
Thank you, Tony. The Chamber of Commerce is happy about what has happened here at WKZO. Not only because it reflects a prosperous and a growing business community in Kalamazoo, but because it is a civic asset of which all of us are going to be proud. We're going to bring our guests here to see this block-long radio city, for it truly is one of the showplaces of Kalamazoo. We're going to enjoy the many programs about Kalamazoo and its many churches, schools, colleges, and civic organizations, which will be broadcast from these studios during the years ahead. From 18 years' experience, we know that we can depend upon WKZO in the future to support every worthy community undertaking, to bring us the news, good or bad, as it happens, and to provide us in between with fun and entertainment. You know, to me, it's significant that this beautiful new radio city has come into a being as the result of individual initiative. It wasn't built with tax money. It's just another example of what can happen when a man like John Fetzer has a chance to use his own abilities and imaginations to build up a business from scratch. Here is an enterprise supported by those who utilize its facilities for advertising, but dedicated to the service of the whole community. You're collecting a sort of dividend tonight, Mr. and Mrs. Kalamazoo, from the dollars you have spent in your local stores. We of the Chamber of Commerce sincerely congratulate you, as well as the folks here at WKZO on this happy occasion.